Well, look at you. You got your collar on for me. You look excited. Yes, this is my friend. This is Maitri. She's gonna come in with us today. Oh, yes, I told you, we're gonna try something a little new this time. Maitri, that's him. Yes, that's the fucking pathetic husband who doesn't have the ability to fuck his own wife and probably gets off listening when I breathe the fuck out of her. Anyway, you come with me. We've got to get a little session in. Maitri, he's all fucking yours.
That works for me. So, you have an office around here somewhere, don't you? I'd love to just talk to you for a little bit. Oh, it's really close? That's good. Excellent. I want to pick your brain a little. You see, I've heard a lot about you. Yes, from my friend, Mr. South. And I couldn't help myself when he offered for me to come and speak to you in person. I'm really curious about what goes through your mind when he comes and visits your wife. A little shy, huh? That's okay. I couldn't believe it when he told me you just sat quietly during that first session like a good boy. I was super enthralled to learn that it was you who organized all of this. You know, some people might ridicule you for the position you're in, but me, I have so much respect for you. I wonder what the problem is. But anyway, when I came in and I saw you, I was a little bit shocked because because you're not ugly. You're actually my type. Yeah, I'm a sucker for dad bods. My name? Maitri. Yeah, it's uncommon. It's short for something. So, are you ready to be a dad? What? It's a legitimate question. Mr. South is gonna knock your old lady up so hard. It's not his first rodeo, you know? I'm confident your wife will be pregnant in like a week, tops. Oh, yeah, they're probably already at it. Mr. South doesn't like wasting time. Yeah? She is being awfully quiet. Oh, he probably stuffed her panties in her mouth so you wouldn't get any pleasure from hearing her moan. Yeah, he can be a little mean sometimes. You're staring at my boobs. You know I can see you staring at my boobs, right? I wear this low-cut shirt for a reason, but. And you're getting a little hard, too. Can I rub it through your pants just a little bit? I mean, if she's having fun, why can't you? Thank you. So, not a lot of men would go through such great lengths for their wives. You must really love her. You just want a family that's so cute. Oh, you have some questions for me. Shoot. Yeah, we're old friends. Can I pull it out of your pants? It's getting really hard. Thank you. Such a good boy. I'm just going to stroke you a little while we talk, okay? It was a long time ago, when we were younger. We had the same mistress, and we met at a party that she was hosting. He's like a little brother to me, and I like hearing about his conquests. Yeah, he takes some getting used to, but luckily, you won't need to see much of him after the end of this month. That is, unless you want another baby a few years from now, right? Oh, God, your dick is throbbing so much. How can you not pleasure your wife with this cock? Oh, fuck. I want it inside of me. Oh, no, no, sweetie, no. I'm not gonna fuck you. This is just my curiosity getting out of hand. And actually, take over and touch yourself. I want to see how you do it. I'm just gonna watch and play with your balls a little. Maybe undo the buttons of my shirt so that you can see my titties. So, like I was saying, I... Holy shit, you're shaking. You're going to come? Well, come. Come for me. Oh, sweetie. No, take a deep breath. That's it. Breathe. Breathe. I see. You can't last too long, can you? You poor thing. Now I can see why your slut of a wife needs my little brother. I have an idea. I want to sit on that couch you have over there with you. If I go sit on it, will you put your head in my lap? Good boy. No, hold on. Before you put your pants back up, I just want to... Sweetie, you taste delicious. You didn't come a whole lot, but what you did come tastes so good. So, have you been struggling with this for a long time? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you should know right off the bat that I'm not judging you at all, baby. It's just, why didn't you tell me you were past the point of no return? It's okay. I'm not blaming you. Just relax. So, I think we have a few more minutes. Do you want to go again? No? That's okay too. I don't mind this, just sitting here with you, with your head in my lap, running my fingers through your hair. Didn't you have another question for me? Yeah, you said you had a few questions for me, and then we got sidetracked. So, what else do you want to know about me? Well, how... Is it that obvious? Yeah. Well, it's been a while, but... Yes. Yes, I do. I do fool around with subs. As you so aptly put it. Do I really give off that vibe? Well, do you feel safe around me? Noted. I haven't been in that game for some time now, but sometimes I can't help myself. I feel utterly attracted to people and I just want to spank them, but that's not important. What's important is, why are you asking? Plain curiosity. Well, yes. I am entangled in the kink world, and I don't think I'll ever find a way out. It suits me quite well, and I'm very happy with it. Have you ever... No? Well, I think you should try. I think it's something that might interest you. Something that might make you feel good. Tell you what, I want to give you my card. It's cute, isn't it? If you don't call the number on the back of this card, you will never see me again. Why should you call me? Because I'm dying to introduce you to the world of edging, handsome. Oh, I think I can hear them coming.
I think we're done here. Maitri, you gotta wrap it up with him. I hope everything went just as planned. You, I'll see you tomorrow. You did great. I'm proud of you.